Fans whirl inside a high tunnel at Berry Patch Farm near Nevada, Iowa. Amid rows of tomatoes and squash and hanging baskets of strawberries, Douglas Gayton coaches Ames High School students through a photo shoot.
I think also a great thing about photographing in a high tunnel that you can explain how you can extend the seasonality of something.
Farm manager Lee Madison picks some zucchini and poses while a student takes many images, enough to create a broad view collage. The high tunnel is one of four practices at Berry Patch that students identified as sustainable. Gayton and his wife founded the nonprofit Lexicon of Sustainability to help explain what farmers mean when they say sustainable. Gayton says he spent 25 years in media production and then started a goat milk ice cream company.
There are so many tremendous health benefits related to goat milk, but we had this challenge of how do you explain those things? And so we've always been very sensitive to how hard it is for people to convey important information.
The Multimedia Education and Outreach Project uses photo collages overlain with text, or information art. Poster-size images travel around the country. Each work attempts to explain a term or concept related to sustainable agriculture. Ames High environmental science teacher Mike Todd discovered the project on Twitter.
I started seeing all these images, and I was like, oh my gosh, this stuff is so engaging and so neat to look at. But then also it's informational artwork, so it educates people about these concepts.
Todd and his students brought 24 posters, Lexicon calls them pop-up art shows, to five locations in Ames last fall. But there weren't any local images, so the students decided to create their own. That's when Todd invited Gayton to visit.
He emailed back and said, well, this sounds great. And I was like, what? All right. He decided to come out and help my students create these images for Iowa.
Todd swaps shoes with the farm manager, Madison, so Madison has on rubber boots as he plunges into ankle-deep water. Madison then holds a black corrugated plastic irrigation tube while a student takes a series of images. Student Elena Ingram will work on the Information Art Project all summer as a Lexicon of Sustainability Fellow.
I didn't really know what sustainability was. I hadn't really heard about it before this class, and now I know a lot more than I did. I'm still learning, and there's always going to be new stuff to learn, but I kind of understand it more, and I'm just trying to do what I can to keep being more sustainable.
And Ingram says she now aspires to be an organic farmer. Meanwhile, Gayton says he'll create a toolkit so people anywhere can develop a project that reflects where they live.
You want to see things that are relevant to your own community. And so we had the idea to take our images, our approach to information artwork, and to democratize it, to give people access to the same knowledge that we have about how to create these works and allow them to create their own artworks, their own information works that explain agriculture with the people from their own communities.
For these students, the next steps will involve sharing what they've created with others and tracking down more Iowa farmers with sustainable practices to share. Lexicon's Gayton leaves the Midwest with a greater understanding of its landscape. He says he expected fence row cropland and was pleasantly surprised by the number of trees. And he has a heightened desire to engage more farming communities in his project. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.